And the author is Debbie White, and the headline is Call to Action. Lawyers for Jeffrey Epstein survivors demand all Prince Andrew's phone calls, texts, and emails with pedophile tycoon. Well, I don't think that that's too much of an ask, right? This man was involved with Jeffrey Epstein, and not just, you know, just associating with them at the big ball for the rich folk. No, this was a guy who flew across the pond to, quote-unquote, break up with Jeffrey Epstein, stayed with Jeffrey Epstein, and had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, even after Jeffrey Epstein was arrested the first time for crimes against children. This guy, the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family, thought that it would be a good idea and it was the honorable thing to do to fly across the pond to break up with Jeffrey Epstein. But he thinks his phone calls shouldn't be looked at by the lawyers for the survivors. He shouldn't have to turn over his information. He shouldn't have to turn over his conversations with Epstein. Well, we know under the two-tier justice system, of course he doesn't. He's the Prince of England, of course. How dare you ask him for his phone records? Again, this is why a RICO designation in this case is so important. Even the Prince of England would have a tough time wriggling out of the RICO net. Prince Andrew's phone calls, text messages, and emails with pedophile pal Epstein are being demanded by lawyers acting for the dead tycoon's survivors. The dead tycoon, you mean the dead pedophile, right? Court papers also call upon the royal, who has not been accused of criminal wrongdoing, to say whether he engaged in a sexual act while at any of Epstein's properties. Whoa, hold on. Hit the brakes right away. Has not been accused of criminal wrongdoing. Well, partaking in Jeffrey Epstein's trafficking ring, I think that's some criminal wrongdoing, right? I think abusing Virginia Roberts, I'd say that that is criminal wrongdoing. But the Mirror reports that demands from Epstein survivors have been dismissed by one of Prince Andrew's mates as a cynical attempt by U.S. law firms to keep their case in the public eye. Really? You think that that's what's needed to keep this case in the public eye? Sorry, buddy. This case isn't going anywhere. It's not going to be out of the public eye, no matter how long you drag your feet, no matter how long you delay. It is not going anywhere. You're not going to shake us. You're not going to get out of this. And you are not going to walk back into regular life. That's never going to occur, Joe Exotic of the Windsor family. Okay? Court papers are calling for information showing all texts or emails and calls in and calls out shared between the pals. The court papers also demand revelations about telephone data information and text or email usage. I don't understand what the big deal is here. If you and Epstein were not as close as you say you are, not as close as they say you are, and you guys weren't palling around and you weren't speaking in confidence and you weren't talking about your criminal mischief, then what's the big deal? Turn this stuff over. Help the investigation move forward. Stop having them waste resources. I thought you cared about the survivors, Joe Exotic of the Windsor family. One of Epstein's survivors, Priscilla Doe, has issued the new demand on the dead pervert's estate via her lawyer. A spokesman for the royal declined to comment. Of course they did. Nobody ever comments when it comes to Prince Andrew at this point, right? He has that superstar lawyer team around him, and my gut tells me that Dershowitz is involved in some regard, right? Has there ever been a pedophile or somebody accused of having improper relations with minors that Dershowitz hasn't wanted to defend? I mean, you know, fellow travelers and all. I wonder, though, you think he keeps his underpants on in court, or do you think he goes commando when he goes to court? Because we know that the underpants is a big part of his alibi. Epstein was arrested on new sex trafficking charges last year and was found hanged in an apparent suicide while in jail awaiting trial. Multiple civil suits. Prince Andrew, aka Joe Exotic of the Windsor family, is being pursued by several lawyers representing Epstein survivors who are pushing civil suits against Epstein's estate. Reuters reported in January that those lawyers could choose to bring their request to a British High Court asking for an examiner to take a statement from the royal or pursue other ways to obtain his evidence. Well, I don't know how good that would work out. I highly doubt the British authorities are going to try and ruffle the feathers of the royals. Has that ever occurred in the history of the Windsor family? Have the Met or the police stepped in and ever admonished these people? I mean, we know that Jimmy Savile was pretty active and pretty close and friendly with the royal family. That, you know, that doesn't give you a bit of pause when it comes to Andrew, if you're the police department, to say, yeah, we might have, you know, we missed out. We didn't do the right thing previously. Maybe we should do the right thing this time. But no, I don't trust the English authorities any more than I trust the American authorities. They're all, look, the whole entire thing at the top, right? And that's what I call it, a thing. And that, because that's what it is, at the top of all of these countries and these nations, and they're all intertwined, this thing that we call the Five Eyes of Intelligence, and it's all corrupt, all of it, and all of them. So far, they're only making public calls for him to make himself available and threatening to subpoena Andrew if he travels to the U.S. And while that's all nice window dressing, it doesn't have any teeth, right? All Andrew would have to do is avoid traveling to the U.S. at this point, and he wouldn't have to worry about it. And that's because they're just trying to act like they're pursuing this. If they were serious, again, he would be named in a RICO indictment, and shit would get real, real fast, all right? And hopefully, here's my hope, all right? There's only one judge in the whole entire American system that I know for a fact is an honorable man, and that's Emmett G. Sullivan. So I would really like, at some point, one of these cases to end up on his docket, because let me tell you right now, Emmett G. Sullivan is not the kind of judge to F around with. Just ask the prosecutors who unlawfully prosecuted Ted Stevens, and ask them how that ended up for them. Emmett Sullivan is the kind of lawyer that will destroy the federal government if they act improperly, and we all know they've done nothing but act improperly in this Jeffrey Epstein case. If there is any sort of justice in the world, Emmett G. Sullivan will definitely hear this case at some point. I don't think he will. Obviously, he's in a judge in D.C., but I'll tell you what, as far as judges go, he is the most fair and honest judge that I have ever had any I've ever researched into. And I would really love to see Judge Sullivan catch some of these cases, because the way he goes about his business, boy, let me tell you, these prosecutors with that immunity deal, they would have been squashed under heel. And a man like Prince Andrew wouldn't even be able to hide from Emmett Sullivan if he wanted to go after him. So I know that there are other judges like that in the system. There has to be. But when are we going to see a judge like that in this Epstein case that demands justice? Pressure on Prince Andrew increased earlier this year after the revelation by U.S. authorities that he failed to cooperate with the FBI's investigation into his ties with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The complex legal situation may make Andrew reluctant to visit America, where his evidence is sought on both criminal and civil cases, but lawyers say it's unlikely to restrict his travel to other countries. Well, I wonder why. Why not put something out with Interpol at that point? Isn't that what Interpol is there for? Oh, not if you're elite, though, right? Nah, not if you're Prince Andrew. You're above the law. The two-tier justice system doesn't apply to you. Lawyer Lisa Bloom, who represents five of Epstein's alleged sexual trafficking survivors, said in January that it was time for Andrew to stop playing games and to come forward to do the right thing and answer questions. Now, while I agree that he should come forward, my question is this. Where does Lisa Bloom get off inserting herself into this whole ordeal? Have any of her clients accused Prince Andrew, a.k.a. the Joe Exotic, of the Windsor family of illegally abusing them? If so, I don't remember seeing those stories and seeing those articles. See, the problem with people like Lisa Bloom, folks, and I did a whole entire closer look at her already here on the podcast, is that she's more interested in fame and enhancing the image of her firm than she is in providing justice to these survivors, in my opinion. So anytime I see Lisa Bloom's name or Gloria Allred's name, I automatically roll my eyes and I know that the survivors or victims that they're representing are not getting a fair shake. And of course, that's my opinion, right? I don't, you know, I'm sure Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred have done some good at some point in their lives, but it bothers me that they've inserted themselves into the middle of this case, because what it does is it gives people that window to say, oh, here we go, Allred and Bloom, we know that all this is, it's only about money. These girls have these girls weren't abused. And it gives critics an opening when you have people like Allred and Bloom involved. And if I was one of these survivors, I honestly, there is zero chance I would go to Gloria Allred or Lisa Bloom, especially after we heard from Maria Farmer and heard about how Gloria Allred treated her. Bloom said her clients were outraged and disappointed at Prince Andrew's behavior. Buckingham Palace and his legal team maintained a no-comment policy one day after U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman said Andrew had provided zero cooperation to the FBI and the U.S. prosecutors seeking to speak with him about Epstein. And we, that's expected. That is definitely expected. The guy lawyered up. I told you right away when he got those lawyers, he'd be clamming up and not saying a thing. For the price he's paying for those lawyers, if we seen the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family running around yapping, well, we would know that he's not getting his money's worth. And these lawyers that he hired, for all of their faults and for all of their scumbaggery, are good at their job. And they're not going to let their client walk into some sort of trap. That's not going to occur. The statement from Berman, Manhattan's top federal prosecutor, was the first official confirmation that America's leading law enforcement agency had sought and failed to obtain evidence from the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family. And, I mean, is Berman for real? The guy comes off as a limp wrist. I mean, come on, dude. Oh, well, we asked for information, but they weren't willing to give it to us, so we just moved on. That's how the federal government operates nowadays? Sure doesn't seem to be the case when it's regular people. Sure doesn't seem to be the case when you're kicking in people's doors with CNN there and dragging them out of their bed and their wives in their nightclothes out of their bed over something way less than what Jeffrey Epstein was involved in. So, Berman, stop BSing us, all right? Either pursue the case or get out of the way and hand it off to somebody that will do that. And I don't mean Maureen Comey either, okay? I have zero faith in Maureen Comey. This was despite his pledge last November that he would cooperate with legitimate law enforcement agencies. The U.S. decision to make the prince's silence public may also be part of a strategy to increase public calls for him to cooperate. Well, yeah, we talked about that. It's definitely a strategy that they're using to try and basically shame him. But again, that doesn't have teeth, right? And after the initial shock of the shame, well, what's the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family going to do? He's going to hunker down with his legal team and just ignore and drag his feet when it comes to this kind of thing. Because if you're just going to go out there and you're going to call him out and you're not going to have any teeth on it, well, why should he even bother paying attention to you? Andrew is being sought for questioning as a witness who may be able to shed light on the illegal activities of Epstein. Again, that's BS right there. That's just straight up BS. He's not being called as just a witness. He is credibly accused by Virginia Roberts of engaging in abuse while she's being trafficked by Jeffrey Epstein. All right, let's just call it what it is. Stop tiptoeing around shit all the time. I'm so sick of the tiptoeing around by the legacy media. I'm so sick of it. Let's call it what it is, okay? He's not there as a witness, just as a witness. This man is accused of taking part. There's no indication that U.S. officials are pursuing criminal charges against the prince. Well, yeah, that's because the U.S. officials are inept. The U.S. officials are limp-wristed. The U.S. officials are garbage. The FBI has only limited ways to try to convince him to give evidence. In March, Reuters reported that Prince Andrew had declined to cooperate with the American investigation into possible co-conspirators of deceased financier, pedophile, and accused sex trafficker, Epstein. Shut the door. U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman told reporters last month, contrary to Prince Andrew's very public offer to cooperate with our investigation into Epstein's co-conspirators, an offer that was conveyed via press release, he has now completely shut the door on voluntary cooperation, and our office is considering its options. Well, that's all nice and well, Mr. Berman, but there is plenty of evidence about the co-conspirators without Prince Andrew's testimony, okay? I get it, you'd like to add the testimony, it's always nice to have more. But you don't need Prince Andrew's testimony to swoop up the Core Four or Jean-Luc Brunel or any of these other people who received money from Epstein and his ill-gotten gains, okay? Point blank, period. The Joe Exotic of the Windsor family's lawyers had said Andrew would not submit voluntarily to an interview, according to Berman spokesman James Margolin. And why would they? Why would they at this point? They know that Berman is limp-wristed. They know that Berman isn't going to pursue this and kick in the door like a true prosecutor should. So they're just going to sit down and they'll ignore everything that the U.S. so-called officials have to say. Why would they answer any of it? They know nothing's going to come from it. The Sun Online reported a few days ago that Epstein's estate and 17 of the pedophile's victims have entered into settlement talks. These women have agreed to participate in a victim compensation fund that will assess each claim before issuing a payout within 90 days. The Sun has obtained legal filings which state that the 12 women represented by Jordan K. Merson of the Merson Law and 5 women working with Lisa Bloom of the Bloom Firm agreed to the parameters of the fund. Any of the women who agree to participate in the fund will have to sign a 4-page contract that states they can never again file legal action against the Epstein estate and co-executors Darren Indyke and Richard Kahn. Well, that's pretty convenient for Indyke and Kahn that they're involved in that little bit of protection, huh? Considering we've established that Indyke especially was connected to Epstein's hip and was involved in some real scumbaggery. Pretty interesting. This agreement does not, however, prohibit the women from suing individuals they may have been trafficked to while being abused by Epstein. That means at least one woman, Virginia Roberts, could file a lawsuit against Prince Andrew. And again, all of that stuff that they just talked about with Lisa Bloom and all of the other survivors that are going after Prince Andrew, the one that matters the most here when we're talking about who has a claim of true crimes being committed and something just dastardly occurring is Virginia Roberts. And her account of what occurred between her and Prince Andrew is the most damning of all of these claims. And it should be magnified a lot more, okay? Because Virginia Roberts has been nothing but credible throughout this whole entire ordeal, folks. And like you all have should know by now here on the podcast, I'm not a believe-all-women person. I'm not a believe-all-men person. I'm a believe-the-evidence person. And I follow the evidence wherever it takes me. And to this point in the case, with everything that's available, there is not, there's no doubt in my mind that Virginia Roberts has been truthful throughout this whole entire thing. Roberts claims she was trafficked to Prince Andrew and has provided a photo of her in the Royal at the home of Ghislaine Maxwell, but the Joe Exotic of the Windsor family has strenuously denied her claim and suggested the image of them is photoshopped, which has been debunked completely. The fund also allows the women to remain anonymous should they wish, but they are also not barred from speaking about their compensation or allegations against Epstein. Well, I think that that is definitely a good thing, right? When it comes to the compensation fund, I think that's important. I think that if these ladies decide they want to speak about their situation and what occurred, and they want to write a book or they want to go on a show and they want to get compensated for their story, I don't see any problem with that. It's their story. It's theirs to tell. It's theirs to do with as they please. And anybody who tries to get in the way of that is just another person who is trying to squash their voice and make their voices not heard. So I'm glad that this is a part of that fund, and I hope that any of the survivors who use that fund are treated in a proper fashion. we're going to be following that very closely to make sure that these survivors aren't being abused by their lawyers as well. Because we know, and it's unfortunate to have to say this, but we know that people like Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred, they're about that money. They are about that dough. And unfortunately, they don't have the greatest track record. So in my opinion, we have to look at them under the microscope. We have to make sure that they're not doing anything shiesty. Because if we don't keep an eye on it, right? And when I say we, I mean all of us, not just me. I mean independent content creators, investigative journalists, people following the case. If we don't keep an eye on it, who is going to do that? The legacy media? We're going to rely on them to do the right thing in this case all of a sudden? No, we can't do that, unfortunately, folks. So we have to keep our eye on this. We have to see where it goes. And most importantly, we have to keep the pressure on people like Berman and the prosecutors to bring all of these people to justice once and for all. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI.